8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, top of the morning to you, Kat.
And you too. You have a wee shirt on with lots of green up on it.
So, it's that time again.
Yes, it is. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you.
Soon to be St. Patrick's Day.
So, we're practicing.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, woo-hoo! It is. Wear your green.
Yes.
It's okay. I'm quite sure that people in heaven wear green. You know, he lives there, right, everybody? Yes, St. Patrick made it to heaven.
He did.
And if everybody still, not everybody, I can't say that. Some people still is a problem with calling these, you know, St. Patrick, St. Nicholas, and St. this and St. that. Guess what, everybody? If you're a believer, the Bible calls you a saint. That means you belong to Jesus Christ. That means you're living your life right. That's the biblical term. So, just so you know, it's all right. We are the saints of God because we are Christians. And by the way, I want to add this. I know I'm going to be talking about St. Patrick in a minute, but
your
I just have to let you know.
Hot chocolate cup is green.
St. Patrick was never canonized or officially, legally, I guess, I don't know if they put a...
Dubbed a saint.
Dubbed a saint. He was not, it's called canonized in the Catholic Church.
Okay.
He was never did that because he did all his stuff before that was something that they began to do that as a.
It's a very fascinating story. We really encourage you guys to look up stuff about St. Patrick.
He's a pretty cool guy.
He was.
And he ran the snakes out of Ireland.
He did. And
woo!
And my mom and I were just talking about that.
Yes.
Yesterday, because you know she's
our
part,
mom's Irish people.
She's part Irish,
and boy, does she show
so
that!
So she's been. We got Irish music playing in the background.
Yes, we do.
Because she's been listening to a lot of Irish music this month, and she mentioned that to me yesterday. She goes, "Isn't it amazing that there are no snakes in Ireland?" And I was like, "Yep, that's because Saint Patrick drove them out."
And just so you know, if you still get concerned about that whole saint thing. He was called a bishop. That's the term of someone who's over people and something. But, you know, I'm not Catholic, right? I love Catholics because, you know, we're supposed to love everybody. And that doesn't mean you can, well, let's not even go there. I'm going down another rabbit trail. Okay. At least it's not another cat trail. I didn't mean me either. Yes, we still have cats. Anyway, back to St. Patrick. He also was known as an apostle, Apostle Patrick, because he brought Christianity to Ireland. There you go. If you're bothered by anything about him, forget it and get over it.
Yep.
He is in heaven, people. He
so
made
he
it.
Was actually kidnapped from England.
Yes.
At age 16
by Irish
pirates.
He was. That part is really
and
true.
And he was taken to Ireland, and he was...
An animal herder.
Yeah.
He herded probably sheep, I bet you.
And Ireland was very heavy into Druidism then.
Yes.
And one of the ways that he... I don't remember the whole story, but I know he went... He was set free, and then he went home, and then he decided to be a...
Go back.
Missionary.
A Christian missionary
to Ireland. And one of the ways that he convinced the Druid priest to...
Convert to Christianity
is they worshipped the clovers and, you know, stuff like that. And they thought that they were, like, I guess magical or had powers. So he showed them how the clover represented... Yes. The Trinity,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
How about that?
And I think that's just amazing that he did that. And yes, he did drive the snakes out of Ireland.
Yes,
he performed a lot of miracles, actually.
Real miracles, people.
Which astounded the Irish people. And you can actually, when if you go to Ireland, you can go and learn all of the history of St. Patrick. And but we do. We oh, my music stopped. Talk with Kat while I go turn it back on.
Oh, talk with me. Okay, yes, here I am. Anyway, to give you a little bit more history, I think it's sometimes exciting to find out what some of the people did with their lives, those who especially were working with Jesus Christ. I do know this, that some of the other locals in Ireland were not happy because to them he wasn't serving like the Roman Catholic Church and other things like that. They actually sent him to see the Pope, and at that time, and the Pope talked to him and found out all the stuff. He was doing such good work for Christianity, for Jesus, and everything, that he told him it was okay if he didn't, that didn't make his number one thing, you know, to be over all these different Catholic churches there and everything. He said, you're doing such a great work for Jesus and winning people to Jesus Christ. They said he didn't have to do that. So I'm sure that it'd make friends for him with all the rest of them. But he went on with what God called him to do, and he did call him to Ireland. And I think it's wonderful to just think Ireland would not have been the same country.
I know. And you got how many, oh gosh, on fire. Like, what were the one, that one isle, I don't know if it's, is that an island off of Ireland, where the flames continually burned and
yes,
the revival hit?
The angels.
Yeah.
The luminous angels would be seen.
Yeah.
And they still are in that place today, seen.
It's just amazing. And we got to go to Ireland.
We did get to go.
We did in 2019 on the British Isles cruise. That was an awesome cruise because we...
I actually got to speak
in
Dublin.
You got to speak in Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Bangor, Jen. Bangor, the Isle of Bangor. Okay. And that's where Patrick would spend a lot of time there. And they would begin to see... They began to see luminous angels appear because of the word he was spreading about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he
and
helped
we got
people
to pass those
he did
aisles.
A lot. He did a lot of good. He helped people. His heart was really
good.
He did. Great. But that's where he
was.
He
was a good man.
He was.
Just like St. Nicholas was a good man.
St. Nicholas, too, helped Jesus Christ.
And you know who else a lot of people don't know about is St. Francis of Assisi, who was an advocate for animals.
Animals, yes.
And I really think that he could, like, was, you know, Adam and Eve communicated with the animals. And I really think that God gave him the ability to communicate with animals because he was amazing, too. And it's okay to learn about them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There were some that weren't that great.
We won't talk about them.
But we
today.
Won't talk about them.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I was saying, that he was 5th century. He was, the way that they would describe him, a Romano-British Christian missionary. I guess they weren't quite sure.
Romano-British Christian missionary.
Him.
That's a mouthful.
He also was known as the Apostle of Ireland.
Oh,
because of
that's
how great
so
he
cool.
spread Christianity. And he is the primary patron saint. That was the title that Ireland gave him, of Ireland. Also, so, and I don't even know, y'all should study about Columba while you're out there at
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Columba. Not Columba.
Not Columbus.
Not Columbus. Or Columbo.
Or Columbo.
Yeah. Columba. He was very much involved in Christianity, but also the supernatural. And he stayed on an island. I'm not sure which island that was. And when he ministered, probably in those same days or somewhere around those same days, he was ministering a lot. God would call him to go somewhere, and he'd say, get in a boat. And just go, and I'll take you where you're supposed to go. So it was powerful that these saints of God that lived in those times, you know, that was also like during the Dark Ages or right before they ended. But anyway, they were so strong in God. So maybe we all should. Let's center ourselves on Jesus Christ instead of all the garbage in the trash. And, you know, the killing, stealing, destroying, the wickedness going on, the illegitimate ones who are in our government trying to run it, and they don't know how to run. They couldn't run a shoe store, let alone this country.
I like that.
So anyway, that was the Holy Spirit to put that in there.
Couldn't just run a shoe store.
Yeah, couldn't run a shoe store. But is going to change, and I have to, God makes me mention all the time, it's changing, because God's not done. So I don't know what you think about what's going on. I don't like any of the way they're running this country, by the way. I remember since I was born in the 50s, I remember liberty, freedom, justice, right? You know, those things that people are still seeking for right now. Well, just so you know, that's one of the things I think about to St. Patrick, was he brought that to Ireland. He brought liberty, and he brought justice, and he brought freedom to worship Jesus Christ. And I do know that when he would win another one of those Druid priests, when he would win them to the Lord, they would put a fire on that hill. They set a fire, a bonfire, to let everyone out there who could see that fire, that somebody else had converted to Christianity. And so probably thousands upon thousands of people gave their lives to Christ because of St. Patrick. So remember that when you see people wearing the green.
Yep.
To remember the life St. Patrick lived and how he changed a whole country with the love of God. And so we are looking forward to St. Patrick's Day. I do want to add this because, you know, for those of you who know, God still takes me to heaven. Yes, he does. I don't ask to go ever. He just catches me up and shows me things. He calls me his revelator of heaven to earth. I have seen St. Patrick's mansion in heaven. And people are surprised. Why does he have one? Well, because when you go home to heaven, God has one prepared for you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. That's what the Word of God says about Jesus Christ, that he's going to prepare a place. Well, St. Patrick's place, I told this whole story one time in a congregation. It was way up north. I think I may have even been close to Canada. And I was telling the story of this, not knowing that there was a former priest of the Celtic. No, what is not? Not, no. What is it? It's a bishop.
Bishop, yeah.
He was a former bishop in a Catholic church who had gotten converted to Christianity. I didn't know who he was. But I'm telling this whole story about St. Patrick and how God honored him in heaven for all that he did. And when I was taken on St. Patrick to St. Patrick's mansion, there were 5-foot shamrocks growing for miles all around his mansion. His mansion was like an emerald green color. And I know the humor of God is apparent everywhere in heaven. But for St. Patrick to honor what he did with his life, even though many came against him, okay, first of all, at an age 16, kidnapped by pirates, people. Anybody could have thought of that as a bad thing, but he did the best he could where he was taken,
yep.
And they honored him for that. And then he did eventually go back home to Great Britain and decided, you know, I can't just leave them in the life they're living, because he saw the Druidism and he saw the dark part of Ireland.
The harshness of it.
So he went back as a missionary, and that's where he stayed until he passed. But I think it was like the year 385, people. 385.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Long
385
time ago.
Years after Christ died. He was out there preaching the gospel. And God does have a sense of humor. I can imagine what Patrick thought when he showed up and there was his mansion with all the shamrocks that were singing to him. For all of you who don't know, the flowers in heaven sing. Why wouldn't they? Jesus Christ loves flowers. I see them left at the throne all the time. The throne room where they take flowers to Jesus. He loves flowers. And if you remember, we're going to talk about Jesus for a minute. When he came out of the tomb, when he came back up from hell, wasted hell on the third day, from when he was crucified, on the third day, wasted hell, melted the faces of the principalities and powers, terrified all the demons in hell, stripped Lucifer, Satan at this time, from all the gemstones. If you read Ezekiel 28, you'll see where it talks about the gemstones that were put on Lucifer when he was Lucifer. Well, Jesus Christ made sure that they were taken and given back to the Father. So he stripped everyone off, took the keys of hell, death, and the grave away from Satan, left him laying in the dust and the coals of hell, and went back out of the tomb up to the tomb. And then, of course, the glory of God was all over him. When he stepped out of that tomb, the first place he went was he stepped into the flower gardens that were around the garden tomb. And that's where he was when Mary came around the corner bringing spices and ointment, for the body. And he wasn't there. She didn't even know who he was. She thought he was the gardener, people. She stepped into the tomb, and the two angels that were there said, "Why are you looking for him here?" And so she came back out. She was going to question the gardener. And so when she said something to him, he turns and says her name, Mary. She knew who that was. And he stopped to smell the roses. So a God like that, Jesus Christ, why wouldn't he have made St. Patrick's mansion green, filled with shamrocks? And so I just love the story of St. Patrick and how he gave his life to Christ. He could have just stayed home to Great Britain, but he didn't. He went back and made a difference.
Yep.
In a whole country.
He helped rescue Ireland.
Called Ireland.
Yep.
So lassies and lasses, make sure you take a moment and celebrate the green. Wear green. Say, "I am representing the love that St. Patrick had for this earth and for people who were lost in the darkness. Remember, he made a difference with his life. So we're grateful to him. Let's have a hand clap. Let's do a woohoo for St. Patrick. Woohoo! Yay, God!"
And I'm enjoying my cold brew with Irish cream.
I have my hot chocolate
in a green cup,
people. There you go.
So that's our fun, exciting... Oh, actually, we got two holidays this month. Because Easter, which is like Resurrection Day, Easter, it's the best. I love it because
it is.
Greatest sacrifice that Jesus made for us.
Yes, that's right.
And maybe we can squeak in an extra podcast.
Oh, I want to. We got
for
to.
March.
And we're gonna have
do one and release it on Easter Sunday.
We're totally gonna do
one. That would
be
awesome.
We have to because it'll be a great one.
Yeah. So
it'll be a great one.
Now you had some news you wanted to share about
number 45.
Number 45.
And people who don't know who number 45 is, his name is spelled TRUMP. The president of the United States, whom I laugh so hard. I laugh hard at Trump because you know what? He's not giving up, people.
He's not.
He's never going to step back. He will not. He will not. He will not at all. And I can tell you this, that he is excited about the years coming in his life, in this country also. God made him who he was, who he became, because of the love he had for America. And I hope you all listening love America because God does. He calls it a gift. Because most of the gospel was either paid for in other countries to be preached or it was taken from America. Like 2/3 of the gospel, I believe, was taken from America to the rest of the world. And I'm sure that's probably what influenced, St. Patrick. Because, I said 385?
I think so, yeah.
AD. And so that was still probably in the hearts of people at that time. But we will definitely do one for Jesus and probably talk a little bit about his birth, but then, of course, his death and resurrection, which they celebrate that. I won't even say where they celebrate it, but I'll tell you on our next podcast. So, holidays are a great thing. It's a time to celebrate. And being celebrated, some people think, well, you're being worshipped. No, I'm not. They're celebrating what God has given me about heaven. It's not my revelation. It's God's revelation. And I just really want to encourage people. Heaven is real. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are real. They're real. They existed even before any of us were here. And so, God has a purpose. Maybe you didn't know that. He has a timeline in heaven that's embellished behind his throne. His throne is in the middle of the throne room. It's not on the back wall. So if you desire to paint a painting of the throne room, make sure you make the throne high and lifted up in the middle of the throne room. The throne room is round, and behind his throne, there's back steps, front steps, two side steps on the right and the left. There's four sets of steps that go up that throne. And I did meet somebody a little while ago, Gary Brooks.
We talked about that in our last podcast.
Yeah, Gary Brooks.
Our good friend, Gary Brooks.
He didn't even know me when that happened either.
No.
He was caught up to heaven by an angel, and he was walked up the back steps of the throne and stood behind God. He kept saying, I thought I was going to melt. I thought I was going to faint. You know, and I think we still have CDs of his we made for him.
We might, yeah.
Well, I'll check and see. If we don't, we're going to make some more and put them out there because people need to hear his testimony.
Yeah, his testimony.
He is in heaven right now, people.
Yep. He kind of pulled the rug out from under. He kind of shocked us all because he was supposed to come to our event in Florida, Heaven's Invitation, which we haven't had in a long time.
But he will be having one this
literally,
year.
I think it was 2 weeks before he was supposed to get here.
And I knew I wouldn't care.
I had talked to him on
the phone. He walked into
his
whole hotel room and kind of walked into heaven.
I talked to him on the phone. Kat talked to him on the phone. Margaret talked to him on the phone. And then the next thing we know, Kat's getting a phone call
from a pastor
because the pastor called the last number that Gary had called on his phone, which was Kat's phone.
I'm letting you know that Brother Brooks has passed on.
He went on that.
I went,
he laid.
You mean Gary Brooks, right? Yes, I went, I'm not surprised.
He was due to speak at that pastor's church and never showed up.
Never called him.
Never called him, never showed up.
He came looking for him at the hotel.
And they found him. He had worship music playing in his room. His clothes were folded for the event, and he was laying there worshiping in his bed and just went home to heaven. So, yeah. But, I mean, oh my gosh, we were so excited for Gary. Even his wife was.
His wife was excited.
She was excited because.
That he had with Christ.
Yep. It was awesome for him, and he's been having a wonderful time up there.
Well, as far as I know, no one has ever. He came quite a few times to our meetings.
Yeah.
Heaven's Invitation. He had come. And God said, you're going to tape this one for him. You're going to videotape it.
Yeah, we videoed and audio taped it.
And so I said, all right, I will. So he didn't know until he got there.
And I think that was actually the first time he had
ever
shared his testimony.
Shared his testimony and was videotaped with his testimony. So we have his whole testimony, what happened. It's the most amazing testimony, so.
Yeah.
For Gary Brooks. So if anybody wants one of those, maybe you should call our office and bombard the people. We want more. We want to hear Gary Brooks'
testimony.
And the money we get from that goes to his wife.
Yeah, we do.
Whenever we sell them, they go directly to Gary Brooks' wife.
Yeah. To help her with her ministry. Because she has a ministry too.
Yeah, she does.
And it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Yeah. But anyway, so back to number 45.
Number 45, who is very much alive. Never in the history of our country has such insanity taken place from the White House.
Oh my, it's like chaotic
the
there
illegal,
right now.
God
so
calls
funny.
Him the one who's sitting in the White House right now in America. God calls him illegitimate and illegal because God knows that.
Who just did the State of the Union address and
The B person. Oh God gosh. Won't even let him call him. He won't even let me call him.
Probably. I didn't watch it, but I've heard people talk about
it.
I've seen you get a chance, I'll have to show Kat. But if you get a chance, look up the video clips of the Speaker of the House's facial expressions. Because, you know, the Speaker of the House, I can't remember what his name is, but...
Mike Johnson.
Is that his name?
I think so.
Okay, well, he is a Republican.
Yeah.
And he is a good friend of Trump's and supports Trump. But the close-up videos of his facial expressions while the B person was talking is hilarious. It's just so funny because you could just tell he is just like, he's rolling his eyes, he's like shaking his head, like, I can't believe he just said that, you know, it's like.
Well, already said he didn't know, he couldn't even run a shoe shop if he wanted to. So, Trump is preparing already, people,
It's exciting.
For when he gets this country back. Yeah. And God assures me he will get it back. And I'm not saying the 2024 elections. He may get it before then. Who knows?
We don't know. Only God
knows. I know
does.
He will have 4 more years because everyone knows the 2020 election was stolen. And it was stolen, and they haven't even told people how much evidence they actually really have, because they will be presenting it one day. But they do have it. And God actually told me, and the day of the 2020 elections, he said, let Steve Schultz know, this is the Father speaking, I want to have an extra day, because Steve and I have been doing them for months, I believe, and talked about that whole election, all that was going on, and the things that, that God was saying. And so I need to move my phone. It only gets like, you know, 1,000 texts a day. So if I haven't answered your text, people, that's probably why. Anyway, so I do know that God's going to give Trump the 4 years that he is due and to make America great again. And he will, because he loves his country. And he said, God said that Trump was an all-American boy who was all for America. That's why he talks about America so much. And he did help us. And really, the lies that they've told about him, I don't think never in the history of our nation has so many lies been told about one person.
It's just ridiculous.
No person. They it's even totally wrong to impeach him so many times.
And then to try to remove his name off of the ballots, which is not even constitutional.
It's not even constitutional, we found out. And that's why the Supreme Court said he can keep his name on the ballot. Yep. And they said they'd have, you know, they'd have a crisis on their hands every time somebody said they didn't want somebody to run for anything. They'd be removing everybody. Then how long would it take to even have an election? So I'm here to encourage people that a greatness is coming back to America, but God's going to be very much involved in it. The darkness is going to be crushed and pushed back, because that's not God's plan for now. And I can tell you, greatness is coming to this country for new inventions, new ways to do food, new ways to do all the different systems that we operate from in this country. The jobs that were taken away, people will get their jobs, a lot of them will have their jobs back. And so I can just tell you this, he, number 45, is very excited about everything. If you don't know this, he's already won in the primaries. He's already won in the primaries. He is Republicans' choice to run for president against whoever the Democrats pick. And I'm not sure what they're really going to be doing about all that, but I can just tell you this, God already has a plan. And so number 45 is excited. He's already picking teams of people to be a part of what he's going to be doing, different things he's going to restore. He's got teams of people already working on it.
Yeah.
And so trust me, I know, I get hundreds of texts every day. And so things are going to be much better, and it's going to line up with God's days of glory. A baptism in fire is coming. The glory of God is coming to this nation. Regions of light will be formed in different places in this region, in this country. And of course, God's also going to be doing things all over the world. So this is a time, if you're born, please, young people, do not waste your life with the left. Do not waste your life on drugs. Do not waste your life on pornography. Do not waste your life on doing human trafficking. Do not do that. You are throwing away your destiny. God needs you in this world. He timed your birth on the earth, and he needs you here. So don't waste your life or throw it away by giving it to all the garbage and the trash that Satan is in charge of. And I know they don't know this. They probably don't believe it unless they've already met with Satan himself. But they don't even realize that they have somebody over all of them. His name is Satan. The wicked, the evil, the stealing, the terrorists coming in our country, the opened borders all over this country to let any kind of evil and crime happen, and all of that stuff. Messing with our food, messing with all kinds of things. You know, this doesn't look like if people were coming here, thinking about coming to America, they think, well, that place is a mess right now. People trying to take over whole cities. Because let me tell you, the left, the Democrats, do not care what happens to this country.
They don't.
They're not making mistakes, people. Stop saying, when are they going to straighten up and get it right? They're never going to get it right because they want it all wrong. They want this country to be destroyed.
Yep.
That's why they wanted to destroy the monuments, the beautiful public buildings that were built. even D.C. They want to take it over for their own city that they can run any way they want to. And I can just tell you this, God is not happy. He is not happy with what's happening in this country. Our rights are being taken from us, kept from us. We're being given medicines that are not healthy or good for us. A lot of the food is bioengineered.
Yeah,
and Please check the labels. Bioengineered or genetically modified food means it has no nutrition.
No, it's created in a lab.
They even have meat that's not meat. It's created in a lab, people. And that is so unhealthy. It's not good for you in any way. And I do know that Florida, I think, was the first state that's outlawed no lab meat
and
here,
look,
people.
Look for things that say glyphosate-free, too, because glyphosate is the number one ingredient in the Roundup, which is what they spray on our crops, which is illegal in every other country except for America because it's pretty much poisoning our crops. So that's why you need to get 100% organic, because then it's not sprayed. The organic crops are not sprayed with pesticides and they're not bioengineered.
No, they're treated natural, with natural substances.
Yeah.
Even the fertilization of the plants and the stuff, and even the watering of the plants and stuff has not been healthy, not in the last several years, actually. And so that's all going to start to change. Yeah. And it will change. It will change because the right president is going to be sitting in the White House. So I just want to encourage you all to keep your faith up. Make sure you're spending time to thank Jesus Christ for what he's going to be doing here in this country. Don't give so much attention to the wicked and the evil. The devil would like to distract you and put you in fear that your life is going to have to be that way. They want it to be the new norm, people. There ain't no way that is normal to live as a captive with no rights in your own country. This is a free country. America the Beautiful.
Yep.
Formed by God.
Home of the free and the brave.
One nation under God.
And that's the God of the Bible, people.
With justice and liberty for all.
Yep.
Not the ones who think they own this country who are sitting up there in the White House. Not the ones who think they own these people. I'm sorry. Hello, Mr. B person. It's we the people that this country is ours. You are elected to serve us.
You
but
work
since
for
you were
us.
Never elected and you stole it, you think you have the right to steal everything. Get ready for the hand of God to touch you and touch that whole group up there right now. You think you're hiding things, stealing things, killing things. You think you're getting away with that. There's somebody definitely taking your name down. When the terror of God begins to hit all of you who are evil and wicked, you better get on your face and not try to run away. You better repent to God for what you've done to this country, because we the people were given this country by the Most High God, and they fought for it, not so you could ruin it and destroy it. America is heading towards greatness and God involved in our lives. You better start praying. Although you wanted to outlaw prayer, it'll be the only thing that can save you. Now I think I'll get off my soapbox. Thank you very much. Being a prophet of God, I know quite well what God has got planned for this country. And it will be greater than ever before, because God chooses who he needs at certain times. And right now, I know who he is choosing for this country. And that would be number 45, T-R-U-M-P. And I thank you, God, for choosing him and his family. And Father, I pray protection over all of them. I command 1 million of the host of heaven to surround all of his family, all of his staff, all those who are campaigning for him, all those who are sending money to him to help him. Restore all the money that has been stolen from him, not just him, but God, restore all the money that has been stolen and taken from we the people here in this country. I thank you, God, for highlighting every terrorist who snuck in here, who was allowed in here. I want them found. I want them brought to justice in Jesus' name. They don't have any right to be in this country. those who are poor and need help and are seeking asylum here because they need it desperately because of the country they left. I thank you for helping them also, God. But not the terrorists, not the criminals, Father. Let them have justice so we can have freedom and liberty. God bless America and everyone who cares. In Jesus' holy name, may you be filled with life and wholeness and joy and celebration and wealth and health. And God's purposes for your life be clearly outlined because he is not done with you, people. Get up off your face. Stop crying. Get out of the closet and stop hiding. Get ready to run your race and shout the glories of the Most High God. Open your front door and kick the devil out. And open that wide and welcome Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to invade your home. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer for this day. Go host, make toast over everybody's home, their buildings, their businesses, the governmental buildings, all the hospitals. Go in there and bring healing everywhere. In the restaurants, that they'll serve healthy food. Give them the right help in those places, Father. People seeking help, let them get good help. So be it. Amen. From the Pink Hair Revelator. I hope you all have a great day. And please remember to wear your green and get ready to celebrate Jesus Christ and all that he did for you, that you don't even know if you're born again. You already have the DNA of God in you. We are his sons and his daughters, not something in between, not something twisted, not something cut up into some other being. You or guess what? When you go home to heaven, if you make it there, you'll go as a male or a female and not anything created by man. Get ready to run your race the way you're supposed to with the person you're supposed to. His name is Jesus Christ. So be it. The light of God shine from us one day. The Bible says it will. And evil will flee like dust from whole cities.
Amen.
Make you a green cake and eat a big piece. Eat cake and celebrate. Do you have anything to add, Jennifer?
No, I'm good.
You even have an Irish name.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Jenny. Jenny would probably be what they would call you there.
That's what y'all called me when I was little.
Yes.
Nope. It's just a beautiful spring day.
It's a beautiful spring day.
Yep. All the flowers are in bloom and the bees are a-buzzing.
Yes, it is.
So, everybody enjoy your day.
God took me into the future and showed me celebrations in the streets everywhere. When this thing gets flipped by the hand of God, it will never be the same again. It will be great until the end. Then when the end comes, which is a long ways away, you have to understand, we still have to have the perilous times. These are not the perilous times. Holy Spirit said, make sure you tell them to roll up the rapture rug. He's not coming in the rapture to rescue you. Jesus Christ is going to come as our King. And this is even before he sits on the throne in Jerusalem, which he will for 1,000 years. There's still a lot of time in this world, people.
Yep.
And don't get upset if you die and go to heaven first, okay? Y'all will know when the rapture is going to take place before we will on the earth. You get to come with him when he comes after us. You focus on what he has right now, manifested sons and daughters of God that will live their lives in a way that people will know there is a God.
That's right.
If I could sing, I'd sing a song.
No, please don't.
A wee little song.
Please don't.
Sing a wee little song.
I did want to let everybody know, because there's plenty of time. Kat will be speaking at Joan Hunter's church.
The 23rd and 24th of this month.
Tomball, Texas, folks.
Tomball, Texas.
So if you want to come, go ahead. You don't have to register or anything. Just show up.
And then in April, I'll be in Lake Mary. Glory Fire Church. Look it up online. Glory Fire Church.
Glory Fire Church in Lake Mary, Florida.
I think it's the 26th and 27th. It's a Friday and a Saturday night.
Yeah, I'll look right now. Yes, April 26th and 27th. Friday night and Saturday night. Lake Mary, Florida. And
I will also be going to Colorado this year.
And I just saw that they posted on the Heavenly Cruises Facebook page like July. 2 days ago, the July cruise with you and Robin Bullock. There are still 30 rooms left. Now, that was 2 days ago. But get a hold of Pastor Sharon of HeavenlyCruises.com.
Yes, do that.
And find out if you want to go on that cruise with Kat and Robin Bullock. It's a Caribbean cruise.
That's going to be so powerful. 7 days.
And then if that one's full, ask her about the Alaskan cruise, because Kat's doing an Alaskan cruise in September. So I think there's still some rooms available for that one, too. And that'll give you more time to pay off the room if you want to go to the Alaskan cruise instead.
God did say he was going to establish a sea base for me, that he wanted the gospel taken on the sea also.
Yep.
You know, one of the first places land, Jesus actually air, preached and was sea. On the water. He would go out in the boats with the disciples, not just the fish, but he would go out also to carry the gospel. So yes, got a lot. There's so many invitations. I've got one to North Carolina. I have one. I've got several in Canada. I have 8 in California.
Yeah.
I have like 15 in Africa.
I know.
I can't keep track of them. I have a whole book of them, but some of them know that until this gets flipped. Yeah. Also, we have been taking a lot of time establishing our own offices. Yay, hey, they're not in our house anymore, people.
No.
You wouldn't like to live in your offices 24 hours a day. But we did do that for years, and now we are finally inside a home, and we had to get set up in there, and we're still doing that. But we also have offices, which are amazing. And I think Margaret's actually still looking for a place where we can hold our own events.
Yeah, that'd be nice, because I know
she
a lot of people...
She just wants to outright buy a building and use that for our events.
A
and
lot
that
of
way
people really miss Heaven's Invitation and then the Wonder Women's Conference and then the Dread Champions Conference.
Dread Champions are our men. Yeah. The men's meeting.
We haven't done a Heaven's Invitation, I think, since 2018.
Host ID workshops. We teach you how to recognize them in the sky. Jen and I actually have a photography.
Yeah, we do a photography workshop.
Free basic photography class, so that when you travel, you'll get something more than half of the sky and half of the land.
Which is really
fun. Or half
fun.
Of the people you're trying to take pictures of. We are actually, that is the gift God gave us. We are photographers. And so we like to do that too. So a lot of changes this year are happening for the good. I know all you hear is the fake news, you know, the wannabe fried news, but you know what? They're not doing very good for anybody right now.
No, they're not.
And I said new networks would arise, and they are. New places will arise that will give the news with truth. With truth, people. So get ready for a great lives. Your children will not have to live the way you've been living the last several years. And God sends children here because they become great people for Him and great people for the world to help to bring new ideas and things in this world. Pray for the children.
Yep.
That they'll be all set free from that human trafficking. And pray for the children that they'll be reunited with their families. I thank you, God, that you have greatness in the lives of people listening and you know who you are. Start opening your mouth and speaking on behalf of Jesus Christ. Even if it's to some one person on the street corner. And remember, no matter what you touch, you carry the anointing as someone who's received Jesus Christ. 1 John 2:27, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you receive a deposit of the anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness and it lives in you. Lay your hands on things, people, and start releasing the anointing into things, and eventually you'll feel it come up your arm and out your hand. Even every gift you give, every text you send, every phone call, when you got the number dialed, lay your hand on your phone and say, I release the anointing, and it will flow into the person whenever they answer that phone. You carry a weapon inside of you. It's called the anointing. I'm not talking about anointed to sing, anointed to paint. I'm talking a gift Jesus Christ gives you, and you receive Him as your Savior. He puts a deposit of the anointing in you. And that's what would build like a cloud around you. The more you release it, the more it builds in the spirit. But it's powerful. It shreds darkness. So there you go. Something free you receive. God, I just release the life of God right now through everybody listening. The life of God, the love of God, healing power of Jesus Christ. By his stripes you were healed. His strength, his celebration, his strategies, his will, his ways in this earth. Receive it all and say, I receive it in Jesus' name. And then we kick out all darkness, shred all platforms, pull down every stronghold of Satan around you right now. Be free of darkness and be filled with the light and the life of God, because of the sacrifice Jesus Christ made for everyone who will receive him. 1 John 2:27, check it out. And John 3:16, when you receive Jesus Christ, take him as your Savior. Repent of your sins and be filled with him. He'll step on the inside of you. You will never be the same again. And remember, the host of heaven are sent here to protect us. Every day you get up and you say, host of heaven, I thank you for doing traffic control. I will have no breakdowns, no delays, no accidents, no attacks of any kind at any time. In Jesus' name, be whole. Even your soul will prosper as you prosper. You'll be in health. Make sure you're feeding your soul the right things, watching the right things, listening to the right things, and praising God.
That's right. Fill your home with heaven's atmosphere.
Fill it with heaven's atmosphere. That's right. Lay on your kid's bed and release the anointing in it before they get in there, people. If you've got a teenager, make sure you touch their door handle, everything in their room. Lay your hands on everything. Say, I release the anointing to destroy any yoke of darkness trying to enter into my kids or mess with my kids. And then stand up, like I said, and open your front door and kick every devil out. And welcome Holy Spirit in. And welcome the host of heaven in to guard and protect you. Free tips from the pink-haired revelator. God does like pink. It's heaven culture, people. Start living it. Whether it's blue or pink or purple. We will see you later. Maybe even do a visual podcast.
A visual podcast?
You know, that's my head thinking. That's not God. That's me. That's in my natural mind, people. I've had a 12th grade education, but 20 years of heaven education. And you can't buy revelation. You can only
my cold brew's all gone.
I'm so sorry. I give you permission to get seconds. And I may have a cookie. Oh, by the way, we are going to be putting treats on our website. Everybody's going to be asking now and calling now and say, where are they? They're delicious.
Eventually.
Eventually, yes. After we're done with all the other stuff.
Eventually.
Jen finishing her book. I'm working on book three. And so we've got books we're working on, people. More revelation for kids and for everybody.
Alrighty.
We love you.
We love you guys.
Make sure you get up and do a little jig on St. Patrick's Day. I'd like to see that.
An Irish jig.
An Irish jig, yeah.
Alright, you guys be blessed.
Be blessed. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.